Welcome to today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. I'm Randy Van. Today we're joined by a board member for the Jasper County Historical Museum, Barb Carroll. The museum just opened up here on May 1st. There are summer hours, and they're going to be open summer hours all the way through the end of September, September 30th. And Barb, thanks a lot for spending time with us. I know it's always a lot of work to get this thing ready for the summer.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming, Randy, and we appreciate you coming. And yes, it is a lot of work, but we do enjoy it. We have a lot of fun getting ready for the season and show the community and show our visitors what a beautiful museum it is. We had visitors yesterday, and they made the comment, what a beautiful museum this Jasper County Historical Museum is. And it is an unusually nice museum for a county museum. Most county museums are not like ours.
Yeah,
it's an exception.
Very big, and you're always changing things up. I know there's been some changes to the exhibits here since the last time you were open.
Oh, there's been lots of changes. Our exhibit committee has been very busy since we took the Christmas trees down. They've changed the Victorian room. Last year we had a funeral in it. This year we have a wedding in it. Huh? They've changed military area around, the quilting area around, new displays of things that we've found in our archives that haven't been out for years. And so there's lots of changes in the museum, and it's really looking nice.
A lot to cover here on the two floors, right? Two floors?
Two floors, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Two floors.
When I came in, you showed me you got a special kind of a war one mm-hmm. that you're setting up for the 250th anniversary.
Yes, we want to acknowledge the fact that it's the 250th anniversary. We're making some more plans to do some more decorating outside. That's still in the works, but we have a special display there. They've worked hard on that displays uniforms from the Civil War, World War I, and World War II, and some information there. So, yeah, and the Constitution. And so we're trying to point out some things for the 250th anniversary.
Now, to attend the museum, if you're a Jasper County resident, it's absolutely free, right?
Mm-hmm. All Jasper County residents, there's no charge for Jasper County residents. Anyone outside of the county, there is a charge. It's a $10 charge for adults and $5 charge for students. And we also take lots of donations, to help maintain our museum, to keep the doors open, to keep the electric bill paid, just like home.
Yeah.
We work on donations and memorials but for our Jasper County residents, we want to give them an extra special treat to see what they have here.
Yeah. Now, also, memberships is something, you've talked about before. Talk about that. You know, it's a nice museum, but it costs a lot to keep this place open.
It does. We have a big budget, but we're very conservative. I want you to know that. But we have a very big budget. What we would like to do is get more members and a membership. To have a membership at the Jasper County Historical Museum is $40 a year. That is the monies that we use to pay those bills with, to keep the museum lights on and pay our insurance and our all the expenses that go along with it. If we could get half of the county to become a member for $40 a year. You know, you can't do much for $40 anymore. $40 a year, pull that money together, and it would really, really help us with our operational budget.
Which is, as you told me earlier before we started the interview, about $100,000, right?
It is. It's $100,000, a little over $100,000 every year.
Right.
And, it isn't. Well, our biggest expense, to be honest about it, is our electricity. It's the heating bill. Because of the heat pumps.
Oh.
We don't have gas here. We're total electric.
Wow.
So, yeah, so there isn't gas down to this area and to as far down. And so that's our biggest expense. In the wintertime, our electric bill was over $2,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's our real biggest expense. Okay. And so, we need operations money. You know, we apply for grants, and we're so grateful when we get grants from everybody. And we also, have received monies from estates. And those things have just have helped us tremendously. But grants are always for a project. that grant money cannot be used for operational expenses.
Okay.
And just last year, we received money from an estate, and we were able to put on a new roof and new gutters, painting. I can't even list all. A new furnace. We had to have a new furnace last year. Lots of major things mm-hmm. happened last year. Thankfully, we had that estate money and the grant money to do that with.
Talk about the hours here before we let you go.
Okay. We are now open May 1st through September 30th to come into the museum every Tuesday through Sunday. Monday is the only day we're closed. Tuesday through Sunday, 1 to 4, you can come in and tour around the museum and see all the different exhibits and the barns and we'll soon have our steam engine back. For those of you that aren't aware, our steam engine got sick and it had to go to the steam engine doctor, and it's in the process of being put back together. We are doing a major fundraiser on that, and it's so far been very successful. And you'll be able to see the steam engine and all the amenities here. You just can't believe all the different exhibits and all the different things here inside this museum. Our phone number is 641-792-9118.
Well, thanks, as always, for sharing some time with us. And we appreciate everything you guys do here to keep Jasper County history alive.
Oh, we love it. We love it. We want to keep history alive.
Well, check out Jasper County Historical Museum website and Facebook page for contact information if you want to learn more about the memberships or the hours, if you want to check on those again. But again, over the summer, it's 1 to 4, Tuesday through Sunday. Jasper County Historical Museum, located at the southeast corner of exit 164. Barb Carroll, board member for Jasper County Historical Museum on today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. We encourage you to take the short drive down Highway 14 for the best dirt track racing around at the Sprint Car Capital of the World. If you miss any of our Let's Talk Newton programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. Again, that's today's Let's Talk Newton.